Fine. We want to now address you with our little message, concluding words, just for 5 minutes, and then we do the concluding kirtan. Bhujan Prabhu, what would you like the devotees to take with them?
One, I would like to express my appreciation for this specific group of devotees. I found that the questions reflected the depth and the seriousness of the devotees. We noted it in the beginning of the retreat, and it really seemed to be true that everyone sat through the classes, people came on time, and even in even longer classes and japa periods, everyone just sat in the whole time. And I personally appreciated that, and it gave me strength to go on, and it gave me encouragement and enthusiasm. And the mood that was created was so nice, and so nice, so powerful and focused. So I would like to thank you all for that. And if asked what I recommend you take with you, you should take with you what you already have. You should take the holy names, but take it with you more deeply. Take it in the form of japa. Take it in the form of singing aloud, and take it in the form of congregationally chanting. And and be happy. That was the first personal instruction Prabhupada ever gave me. I went into his room at 22nd Avenue, and after I was initiated a few months, and there were some old devotees sitting around with Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada, one of the devotees, Umapati Prabhu, he said to Prabhupada, "This is just like the old days, Prabhupada." And of course, the devotees had their personal Prabhupada to talk to and ask any questions they wanted. And his presence, he created Vrindavan, actually speaking. So Prabhupada replied to that, saying that this is like the old days. He said, "There are no old days in Krishna consciousness." I can't really understand the depth of his thought on that, but it's ever fresh. It's ever fresh on a very deep spiritual level. And then it was time to leave, so I wanted to be the last one out, because I wanted to have a little bit of a personal exchange with Prabhupada. So I made myself sort of in the back more. There were maybe 6 or 7, 8 devotees there. And then one by one they all left. And then as I was going out the door, I turned to Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, how can I serve you?" And he looked at me and with a very... I've heard Prabhupada's smile often described as oceanic, which means it was like as big as the ocean, as vast as the ocean. But he just said, "Take this Krishna consciousness and be happy." So please take Krishna consciousness, take the holy names, take the association of devotees, and take the Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't take Giriraj Shilas, but take Giriraj in your heart. When I would be wandering around and taking photographs, Sachinanda Maharaj would always say, "We want to make a photograph in our heart." So take your photograph in your heart and take Giriraj with you. Take the sweetness of the association. Take the sweetness of the retreat. Take the depth of the association. Take the depth of the retreat. Listen to the recordings again and again and again. And please come back soon. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Puri Jampabhu. I also remember a meeting with Srila Prabhupada, which I would like to share as my, because there is my little message is in that meeting. It was in the year where we had opened the Krishna Balaram Mandir, and there were many international devotees there. And Srila Prabhupada gave a wonderful lecture the morning where most of the devotees had to leave. I mean, after his lecture, we would maybe eat a little prasadam. We had packed our luggage already, and after the prasadam, we would go into the vehicles and the buses to go to Delhi, and, from where we would either go in airplanes to where the countries where we were from, or those who were from India in trains to go to the project. So it was a very similar situation. I believe you are in much the same situation. In your rooms, your luggage is either fully packed or pre-packed. After prasadam, Prashanta will come with a smiling face and will say, "Buses are ready, Prabhus and Matajis, don't delay. Come on go on the buses." So it was a similar situation and also a similar feeling when we sat before Prabhupada in his last lecture. And Srila Prabhupada viewed us as he always did. I mean, he looked at us and then he asked us towards the end of the lecture, his lecture, a question. "So, you know, his so is always a long drawn out so. So, how did you like Vrindavan?" And there was a sighting. Can you supply the right English word when you
sigh?
A sigh. There was a sigh. You know, in the audience. At least I remember as a sigh. We were, how did we like Vrindavan? We have to leave Vrindavan. That's all what occupies our mind. We like it very much, and this is a painful situation for us. So then Prabhupada made 2 points. He said, Vrindavan is not a point on the map. It's not a geographical area, in other words, which you can map on the land, on the maps of this world. Vrindavan is a state of consciousness. Now take Vrindavan home to the West. I still remember it. Vrindavan is not a material place, not a point on the map. It's a state of consciousness. Everyone serves Krishna here. And now we should take... Prabhupada said that the trees serve Krishna, the dust serves Krishna, the Nanda Maharaj serves Krishna, the cowherd men, the rivers, everything is centered around the service of Krishna. And then he said, "This is a state of consciousness. Now please take Vrindavan back to the West." I want to also say, take Vrindavan with you to the West. It means to take a consciousness to the West. Maybe you have become aware of something you were unaware previously. Maybe you have had your own insights, or you felt I should improve my japa. Whatever it is, please take that state of consciousness, that spiritual consciousness, with you, and that will be very, very good for you and also for the devotees or the people with whom you associate. Hare Krishna.